Rachel Carhan, the Deputy Director of the think tank, the Social Market Foundation. Nigel, good evening.
Good evening.
We've heard from a couple of charity workers, one at a food bank and another working with sex workers on the street, about changes to benefits, which they cite as meaning more people are either on the street or in the food banks. Could you just outline what they mean? What were those main changes?
Yes, okay. So there have been quite a lot of changes that have taken place, especially since the coalition government came in 2010. In total, that they've made about £25 billion worth of what they'd call it savings to expenditure or reductions to benefits. So one of those has been to put a cap on the amount that any household can claim. So they put a cap on at £25,000. They've also lowered the amount that benefits increase each year. So typically they've gone up by inflation rates, which is, you know, might be 2-3%. They've reduced that to 1%. And they've also done a series of other reductions, such as the one that's sometimes called the bedroom tax, or the government calls it a spare room policy, whereby if you have a spare room and you're on a housing benefit, then you either have to pay additional rent to have that spare room or leave that property.
And who, Nigel, sorry to interrupt, who are these benefit changes impacting on most? Which section of society?
Yeah, well, it's almost all of the reductions have been made for working age people. So pensioners have been comparatively protected. So it's usually working age people. It's often families, actually, compared to people without children. And hardly surprisingly, it's lower income families, obviously, because obviously higher income families are less reliant on the benefits. So it's lower income families who are the people that have been most affected by these reductions. And I suppose the concerning thing is that it's likely we're going to see further reductions in the future because the government is still trying to reduce the deficit and needs to make savings until more or less the end of the decade.
So a government that needs to make savings needs to make cuts. What kind of impact, if any, do cutbacks like those that you've described have on the economy as a whole?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of things to note. One is that it's not only those who are out of work who have received the cuts. Some of the cuts have affected those in work. And the other thing is that those who are in work have actually seen minimal increase to their wages, whilst the costs of food and energy and everything else has gone up quite significantly in the last 5 years. So it's important to know it's not just those who are out of work who are affected by the benefit cuts. It's actually those in work as well. There is a very important point here is that in this country, we have very low levels of unemployment benefit compared to other developed countries. So we have one of the lowest rates.
Is that true? Because you ask most people in the street, and they think benefits paid to the unemployed are ridiculously high.
Well, it is true. I mean, categorically, factually, it is true. I mean, you're right, though, that there's a strong perception that people who are on unemployment benefit are perhaps undeserving. In fact, it's increased significantly. So the number of people who think that benefit payments are too high for the unemployed has doubled in the last 20 years or so.
Just for clarification, who are you comparing us with when you say our levels of unemployment benefits are very low?
Well, specifically, it's other OECD countries. So OECD countries tend to be the developed countries. So we're talking about other European countries. Now, the reason that's the case is because other countries and a lot of European countries have much more contributory benefits. So let's say you pay your national insurance contribution in this country. In other countries, what that would mean is if you did that for 10 years and then you were made unemployed, you would get a significant additional supplement to your unemployment benefit because you had previously been making that national insurance contribution. What's happened in this country is that the fact that we pay the national insurance contribution, which everyone does when they're working, that really has very, very little effect on the amount of unemployment benefit one receives because it's very similar to the means tested amount. So you could work for 30 years, make all of those national insurance contributions, then lose your job, which is kind of what your last caller, Ben, was referring to. You know, he was saying some people work hard and then they might lose their job. Anyone could do that.